Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the gospel appointed for today's morning prayer. Mark chapter 11, verses 7 and 8. They read, "Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields." Today's reading comes from the scripture that is normally read on Palm Sunday. It describes Jesus riding into Jerusalem for the last time. Word has spread that Jesus is the King of the Jews, the Messiah, the Anointed One. The people praise him and worship him with what they have, the cloaks on their backs and the branches from their fields. We praise God with what we have available, and God's glory shines. We praise God with the bodies we have been given and with the voices we possess, and God is exalted. I invite you to join with me today in reflecting on what we use to praise God. Do we remind the people around us to come to church as they are? Do we feel we need to be good Christians or a stellar person before we walk into church? Are we expecting people to come to church who are already perfect Christians? Who dress like us, sing like us, and pray like us? The most important aspect of the Episcopal Church is our motto, "All are welcome." But do we truly believe that and welcome all to enter our doors? Today's closing prayer may be found on page 834 of the Book of Common Prayer, prayer number 67, that can be said silently after receiving Holy Communion. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, who in a wonderful sacrament has left us to a reminder of thy passion, grant us, we beseech thee, so to venerate the sacred mysteries of thy body and thy blood, that we may ever perceive within ourselves the fruit of thy redemption, who livest and reignest with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. May the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.